period for us to be able to take some of the guys that aren't experienced and just kind of bring them up to speed and, you know, really, really kind of get settled in and have a better kind of knowledge base as far as what we're trying to do. And that's going to make us more competitive in the fall if everybody has a better knowledge base.
Is the energy and enthusiasm better now that you're kind of further away from last year? Is that kind of building up more anticipation as the next year?
I mean, as far as energy and enthusiasm today as opposed to week one, I mean, I don't think it's changed a whole lot. I feel like we've had good positive energy for the prolonged period of spring ball up to this point, so the energy's been good, I guess is the easiest way to say it.
The spring game is actually a game this year, four quarters and special score and everything. How does that, does it make you excited knowing that you're doing something different than you have in years past?
Yeah, that's news to me, actually. I knew we'd done simulated quarters mm-hmm. throughout spring ball, but I didn't know that it was going to actually be a game this year. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that it's probably a game in the sense that, you know, maybe what other schools do where they divide into like a black and a gold team. I don't know if that's what we're going to do. That'd be a question for Coach Ferentz, but to me, no, I don't think it changes my approach. You know, when I'm going out there, I'm going out there to get better and work and improve, and whether it's a game format or a traditional practice format, doesn't really change much for me.
How tough was that last year, third downs, not getting off the field, and how do you think that the team will be improving that aspect?
Well, it makes for long games, you know, when you go first, second, and then third down, and then the cycle repeats. It makes for long drives, and anytime teams are driving the ball, you know, a long time, the probability of them scoring goes up. So third downs are big. I mean, first and second is equally important because you're setting yourself up for third down, but third down efficiency, I think, is pretty important. If we're going to improve on one thing, I mean, that's definitely something to focus on.
James, after the practice that you guys had in the morning, Christian was saying, I thought there's been a huge difference in terms of you guys being able to work with two different coaches and having Coach Reed around as opposed to just one. Have you noticed any significant changes as far as what you guys have been able to do this spring, just having the ability to work with two guys as opposed to just having Coach Woods around?
Yes, I guess I would compare it to like taking a class. You know, if you're in a big class or if a class of 30 people as opposed to a class of 15 people, you know, you kind of have a little more relationship with your teacher. Mm-hmm. You know, you're able to maybe focus on individuals a little bit more, and that's really just been the case. I know Coach Woods is strictly with the Leos there, so they're getting some really good one-on-one work, and the same thing for us. You know, the teacher to student ratio is better, and so I've noticed in my observations that maybe people, third, fourth string guys, are getting more one-on-one time, more coaching time with coaches than they probably would have in the past when it was just one coach for all three positions.
Was it one of those things with Coach Reed that you felt like you were able to just hit it off with him right away from the minute you met him?
Yeah, I would say so. He's a really good guy and a lot of positive energy, and, you know, we share a love of football.
You talk about, I know that it's a push mentality, the whole deal is, but was there any game or any sequence or anything that you maybe dwelled on this winter? Maybe any sort of cut-up that you went back and watched?
Sure. Let me think for a second. I'd probably say two games, in that Penn State one being, you know, physically I felt really well. You know, I felt like, you know, that was probably maybe the healthiest game for me. And then to just come out and, you know, kind of get demolished in the way we did. I mean, there's no other way to put it. And then after the game, we were just kind of scratching our heads saying, man, what happened? You know, like, we thought we were in it. And the next thing you know, they convert on fourth down, and it's just off to the races. We can't move the ball on offense. We can't get a stop on defense, you know. So, for me, I mean, it was just like we got knocked down, and then Coach said, like, we never really picked ourselves back up. Another thing is Northwestern. You know, Northwestern I thought was an extremely winnable game, but, you know, we're not going to play the game of, like, what ifs, coulda, woulda, shoulda. But to me, that was an opportunity, you know, for us to kind of, you know, put a flag down on the ground and say, hey, you know, we're going to fight. And I think we did that, but, you know, we just didn't do it well, didn't do it right enough, just not detailed enough. And so, like, those are probably two instances for me that are just extremely disappointing, because I thought that, you know, things, one, we could have showed up against Penn State. There's nothing that comes to mind for why we didn't. Mm-hmm. And then Northwestern, I mean, that's just one game where, man, I thought we had a good game plan. I thought we could have played better, but we just didn't.
It sounds like angles are being a little bit, in regards to Northwestern, attack angles.
Yeah.
And sort of contain angles and leverage.
Just.
That's being talked about in the end.
Yeah, maybe thinking not globally in the sense of what's going to happen after this game, but when you're on the field as a player, you need to have a, you know, a broader scope. Your thought process needs to be bigger as far as, do I take this angle? Where are other people on the field in relationship to me? Knowing where my help is a big part of that. In Northwestern, you know, they play from sideline to sideline, a lot like Indiana does. They use the whole field, you know. And that, and they force you to do that, and teams that don't do that well, a la us at the time, you know, we're going to get exposed, and we're going to have a hard time against them. And I think that that's something that we need to improve on. And there's no reason we can't. It's something we're trying to work on this spring. So I'm excited for next year, but those are just two things that kind of pop up in my mind is coulda, woulda, shoulda.